Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, November 12th. You'll be interested to know, 44 years ago, today in 1981, Space Shuttle Columbia flew the second flight of the space transportation system with two astronauts aboard, completing experiments and demonstrating that a reusable orbital vehicle could be turned around for another mission. That achievement marked a major milestone in human spaceflight by proving the viability of repeated access to orbit and inspiring confidence in routine scientific and technological operations from space. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 28 degrees, with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:23, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:32. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of rain this morning, with mostly cloudy skies, and a high near 46, accompanied by a gentle southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 37 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be at 10:30 with a high tide at 4:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 54 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be mostly sunny with a slight chance of rain after 3 p.m. and a high near 50, with a west wind of 6 to 12 miles per hour. Friday and Saturday stay mostly sunny with highs in the mid-40s and northwest winds near 10 miles per hour. Then rain becomes likely Sunday with a high near 49 and a chance of showers lingering into Sunday night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Massachusetts is moving forward with a 50-year coastal climate plan as federal support diminishes. Increased storm surges, flooding, and erosion pose significant challenges for the state's 78 coastal communities. The plan, known as the Resilient Coasts Initiative, was announced in Chelsea during King Tides, which are known for causing coastal flooding. Massachusetts Secretary for Energy and Environment Rebecca Tepper emphasized the importance of protecting vulnerable communities. Local leaders, including State Senator Saul DiDomenico, noted the federal government's withdrawal of crucial funding for resilience projects. Experts stressed the need for collaboration and funding to address immediate community needs while planning for the future. Now on to sports. NHL officials are set to inspect Milan's Olympic hockey arena next week amid ongoing concerns about construction progress. Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly expressed, "It continues to be concerning," following a meeting with general managers. Derek King and Dee Matsuzaki will assess the situation as the Olympics are just 90 days away. Daly noted the league receives weekly updates but requires first-hand observations. The International Olympic Committee confirmed the arena is scheduled for completion mid-December, with a new event planned for early January. In other news, NHL executives discussed roster reveal dates and preseason lineup regulations. In local sports, Tyrese Maxey scored 21 points, and Kelly Oubre Jr. made the go-ahead basket on a follow with 8.7 seconds left, leading the Philadelphia 76ers to a 102-100 win over the Boston Celtics on Tuesday night. Justin Edwards had a team-high 22 points for the 76ers, who played without Joel Embiid due to right knee soreness. Jaylen Brown haced the Celtics with 24 points. Philadelphia coach Nick Nurse stated that tests revealed no structural issues with Embiid's knee, and he is day-to-day. The Celtics will host Memphis on Wednesday night. In top news, the upcoming weather forecast is chilly with a chance of falling iguanas. Due to a potentially record-smashing cold snap, iguanas could fall from trees in parts of Florida. Temperatures in South Florida may dip into the high 30s this week. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission states that iguanas become sluggish below 50 degrees. When temperatures drop into the 30s and 40s, they can freeze, lose their grip, and fall. National Weather Service stations have issued falling iguana advisories, reminding residents that these lizards are usually temporarily immobilized, not dead. As temperatures warm, the iguanas will unthaw and be able to move again. In business news, Visa Incorporated and MasterCard Incorporated have reached a new settlement agreement with a group of merchants, potentially impacting credit card rewards for consumers. The proposed settlement would allow stores to limit their acceptance of rewards cards, which typically incur higher fees. Merchants could choose to accept all cards or just specific categories, including commercial, premium consumer credit, and standard credit cards. This flexibility could lead to merchants blocking premium cards to reduce costs. While analysts suggest this may upset affluent consumers, it could also provide merchants with significant relief. The settlement is pending court approval, aiming to resolve a decades-long lawsuit. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% to about $103,000. Ethereum is down 4% to just over $3,400. And XRP is down 5% to $2.39. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google is warning its 2.5 billion Gmail users to enhance their security. While there are claims of a breach, the real advice is to stop using passwords altogether. The issue stems from a breach at Salesforce, where attackers accessed business-related Gmail data, not actual credentials. With this data, phishing attacks have become more sophisticated. Google emphasizes that users should never share their passwords, even with trusted individuals. Instead, users are encouraged to switch to passkeys or two-factor authentication for better security. Staying vigilant is key, as breaches can compromise accounts indirectly. And in entertainment news, DC Studios is tapping the creators of American Vandal for a new television spinoff featuring Jimmy Olsen. The show will be led by Skylar Gisondo, who reprises his role as Daily Planet photographer Jimmy Olsen, with the first season focusing on Gorilla Grodd. Dan Peralt and Tony Yacenda will write, executive produce, and show run this Superman movie spinoff. The series will center on Olsen and other Daily Planet reporters, tackling cases involving super-powered villains. Gorilla Grodd, a super-intelligent evil ape, is a key antagonist for The Flash, first appearing in comics in 1959. Ben and Peter Safran will executive produce, while Galen Vaisman oversees for DC. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar. And he said, "Courage is not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.